Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
All right, my friends. The more epic the time, the more I need to just slow down and find that quiet, still place, the most high, that King David wrote about in the Psalms. We can officially say that the New World Order is in full retreat and is in total collapse and crisis. That's why they're trying to collapse the world economy so they can pose as the saviors and distract us from the crimes they've committed. If they're unable to fully crash it while posing as saviors, they have to crash it, smother it, and pose as saviors at the same time. If they're unable to pull that off, it's over for them. It doesn't mean there won't be new corrupt groups and new attacks and new permutations, but this major satanic Luciferian wave, this eugenics-based transhumanist system, can and will be defeated if we are vigilant. You know, it's just wild to see Elon Musk, whether you trust him or not, coming out against the New World Order, coming out against the four shots, coming out in favor of the worldwide trucker protest emanating at its heart from the capital of Canada, Ottawa. The Occupy Ottawa operation, peacefully now unfolding. And to see him coming out and saying, they're trying to depopulate us. We don't want robots to take over. We need to have more children. And then, of course, I know the inside baseball that he's telling people that he knows here in Austin that he is awake and doesn't like the New World Order. I didn't know if I trusted that a couple years ago. This is some of the things he's been pushing that I don't see as too freedom-oriented, like the Neuralink. And then I see him and Joe Rogan Instagramming out there at his little command base outside Austin with Jordan Peterson. It's just amazing to know that the awakening to the whole globalist program is so mainstream now that it's the hottest thing in pop culture. You know, I'm not really going to get into all this, and it doesn't actually inflate my ego. It just is an example of what you should know and what's going on. But let's just say this. The biggest, hottest movie stars right now are in a big collaborative coming up with a Alex Jones movie. And who knows if that'll get made, but that's what's going on. People that are household names. And then we also criticize quite a bit for going to the Davos group. And I only tell you that story so you get an idea of how hot freedom is. But see, for us, the trailblazers, way out at the tip of the spear, and that means this audience of activists as well, we have taken the heat. We have taken the pain. We have taken the censorship and the lawsuits and the dirty tricks. But we've persevered thanks to God working through you. So I don't feel bitter to see people now across the political spectrum, including Bill Maher, coming out against the New World Order, coming out against censorship, coming out against the left. Because that's what winning looks like. It's very, very frustrating, I know, for a lot of people that are gunsmiths and former special operations operatives from some of the most elite units there are in the Army and other groups. And they see the super pop nature of guns, and they see how it's a bunch of LARPing and a bunch of former leftists getting into it now. And they don't have dedication, and they haven't paid their dues. And I explain to these guys, hey, this is what winning looks like. You want to get the general dumbed down mass of domesticated people on board with us? Once they come on board with us, they're going to have a lot of problems still. We're going to have to walk them through this. Taking the world back is not an elitist operation. And I understand I'm not calling the military people wannabe elites. To them, it's just frustrating because they've paid so much and been through so much. And they see a bunch of people coming on board now that the hard work's been done. But that's the way it always is. You should celebrate that. Not be mad about it. I celebrate Tucker Carlson waking up and Joe Rogan and now Elon Musk and everybody else. And of course, now the next phase, and things are really going to get crazy. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And we are live thanks to God's good graces and your patronage, listeners and viewers, on this Sunday, January 30th, 2022 broadcast. Let's put on the screen for TV viewers so I can read it to radio listeners. Today's live show headline, because it really says it all. And if we're going to beat the globalists, we need to understand what we're up against and what we're fighting. The entire Hollywood globalist New World Order project is falling apart. It's an absolute wreck. And to force it on us, they are going to have to pull out all the stops and accelerate to where they wanted to be in 10 years now and take the gloves off with us. And that's only going to backfire that much faster. But they will continue to double down and double down and double down until we have a giant war and total depression and billions dead. And that's what most analysts believe is a very good possibility. Put that headline back up. Thank you. I want to read it to folks. Sunday Live. The globalist Hollywood pedophile axis of evil is collapsing, and they want to take us with them. The New World Order social engineers are desperately trying to start wars, crash economies, and create civil unrest in a desperate attempt to smokescreen their crimes. Tune in and spread this Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show as we chronicle the epic awakening of humanity and the coming globalist-instigated crises that humanity must and will overcome together. And that's where we are. So let me make the big announcement here. And I've been making this announcement a lot, but I want to make it very, very, very clear to everyone, including Klaus Schwab, including Prince Charles, including Queen Elizabeth of Gotha, including the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers, and all of the out-of-control, psychotic, satanic, so-called elites. You have failed, you are failing, and you will continue to fail. And your outrageous attempt to take over the biological processes of humans and turn us into factory-produced, corporate-owned creatures will fail. And your thinly veiled excuse of bettering the race to create the Uber mention, we know, is yet another level of the deception. And that's why you see an exodus from the New World Order, and I could list all the names here, but now Bill Maher, Joe Rogan, Elon Musk, everybody else you could name now, understands that you have corporate junkies that are given their talking points, like the Young Turks and others, who are hated and have almost no viewers and are a joke, and they're gaslighting people. But it doesn't matter where you are in the world, everybody is breaking with them. CNN has 100,000 viewers on average. This Sunday show will have over 3 million people that watch and listen to it, conservatively. They have 100,000. Their top shows, 800,000. Joe Rogan's biggest podcast have 100 million views, his smallest 11 million. They're a joke. They're over. And they could take Alex Jones off the air. And they could take Joe Rogan off the air. People are so hungry for the truth, whoever stands up and tells it will immediately become huge and giant. And they'll never be able to whack that mole and keep people down when they're looking for the truth. And not even somebody to tell them what to think like the globalists do, but telling people what they already know and they already see and validating things they've experienced. And having that sense of community based on truth and discovery and exploration together. So we're not out of the woods. And as I say in Pulp Fiction, the wolf says, let's not start celebrating yet here. But we're definitely not on our heels anymore. And we're leaning forward into this. And there is an exponential awakening curve. I'm not going to get into off-the-record things and conversations with people, but Hollywood is completely collapsing, and there is giant rebellions within it of people wanting to completely break with it, and that's happening. And that's a bellwether of the globalist cult and their mindset and their fangs of the cobra that they're trying to inject into us and poison. And the fact that the very venom packets, the very venom pouches of this satanic order is being defanged and rotting out of its head right now is a very, very beautiful thing. So there is an exodus away from globalism. There is an exodus away from Satanism. There is an exodus away from pure, unadulterated hedonism. There is a real desire to rediscover God and family and decency and honor and hard work. And the lockdowns and the attempted laziness and the attempted global social credit score, all of this is an attempt to break our back, break our will, and many people are succumbing to it. And the floods of fentanyl killing millions and millions of people, all of this is chemical attacks. And the biological attack of COVID-19 and the more intense attack of the deadly gene therapy injections. This is all very serious attacks by the so-called ruling class because they're failing. And this doesn't mean that they're not going to launch even bigger attacks. But you notice every time they double down, every time they try to bully us, every time they try to censor us, every time, if we don't back down and we don't give up and we fight back and improvise and overcome, we get stronger, they get weaker. And every day we're out here in this jungle of reality fighting for truth and justice and being made to rely on the Holy Spirit and God's direction, we get closer to God while they get further away. And they're more lost than ever. And we don't celebrate that. But at the same time, understand our enemies are a joke. You know, I saw this clip a couple weeks ago and I meant to play it. And then I was surfing around today in my email and somebody sent it to me. And I want to play Eleanor Holmes, ancient member of the Democratic Party, who Pelosi is seriously considering as the person to be the chairwoman of the Transportation Committee. We have the head of the Department of Energy saying they, quote, want to bankrupt oil and gas and coal and that they've doubled gas prices to make you learn to get off of it. But here's this lady pulling up at the Capitol, running into two cars. Could her assistants there could back it out and park it correctly, but they don't even care. So she does double hit and run. We'll play the video. We're going to start rolling it. They do a double hit and run, and then they just leave. They just walk off because they're royalty. They don't care. This is who in control of the nuclear weapons. This is who thinks they're a god. This is who wants to censor you and put you in a FEMA camp. This is who wants to arrest the, quote, uninoculated and put us in forced labor camps. The majority of Democrats support that in a national Rasmussen poll. These people, Pelosi and Biden and this woman, are emblematic of the collapsing system that they control. They're collapsing, not us. If we don't decide to just crawl in a grave with them politically and let them con us that we're collapsing and that we're over, if we realize we're separate from them, we're Americans of every race, color, and creed that love justice and freedom, if we understand that and transcend them, then it's their destruction, not ours. And all we got to do is not engage them and not fight with them, and they're going to burn themselves out. Here's the video.
Eleanor Holmes Norton is struggling to park her car right now.
And she has hit that red car next to her repeatedly.
And we're taking pictures.
And we don't think they're going to do anything about it. And if she parks like that, she should not be a member of Congress anymore. Is she going to park like that?
It looks like it. Yep.
It's a giant parking spot. You could park a huge, largest Ford pickup or Dodge pickup there is in there. You could park a freaking dump truck in the parking spot, and she's ramming her Prius or whatever it is into these cars, and then they just get up and just wander off. Who gives a damn? And again, this is how they wreck your cities. It's how they wreck your life. It's how they defund the police while they've got bodyguards. And this is our enemy. This is the parasites that have taken the country over. And they have nothing to do now except get a civil war going so they hope they can have the military have a civil war with us. No, we are not going to play their game. They are politically dead. They want to take us with them, and we're not going to let them do it. When we come back, I've got Bill Maher. Wait till you hear this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Yes, humanity has an instinct for freedom and a thirst for justice and honor and life and beauty and building. And yes, humanity is rapidly absorbing the truth of our peril. But will it be fast enough? Will it be intense enough to hold off the planned extermination of at least 80% of our people within 8 years? I don't just make idle statements, as you know, my friends. Certain death awaits 80% of the world's population if we don't reverse the enemy's operations now. The Bible tells us it will be reversed, but the man of sin will have his year of power, and one-fourth of Earth will be killed. That process has already begun. Get right with God now. Choose wisely, because this is a stepping stone into eternity. So, the social engineers are pulling out all the stops to divide us on race and sex and region and weaponizing it. And they are pulling down statues of George Washington and Thomas Jefferson everywhere, and the articles are just flooding in. Clemson University admissions counselor claims Republican applicants are part of an oppressive group, and if you're a Republican, you'll not be allowed in the college. Congress has put up with all the censorship and the debanking and things never done in the history of this country, things done by Hitler in the first 5-6 years of his reign of terror before he started arresting everybody. This has been done all over the world over and over again. It follows in the steps. And now the left's everywhere calling for my arrest and Trump's arrest and his whole family's arrest and Bongino's arrest and Tucker Carlson's arrest. And they come to our houses and threaten us, and they send out grand jury subpoenas to us, not just on January 6th. While the left talks about the right wing and how we're about to enslave them all, when they're not even the left wing, they are the corporate mouthpieces pretending that they are the resistance when they are the establishment by every yardstick, by every measurement. So why is Bill Maher coming out and saying the woke people in this country are the most dangerous thing to it and they're full of crap? Because he's a comedian that travels around the country, and he even tells people, in the blue cities, nobody wants to wear the mask or take the shots. In the blue cities, everybody's sick of the left. And the black people are sick of it. The brown people are sick of it. Everybody's sick of it who's got a brain. Yeah, there's some young, dumb people and some old, dumb people. There's people out there still buying into Hollywood, buying into what Prince Harry says about censoring Joe Rogan. How asinine to have some royal twit telling Americans what we can hear and see. I think we had a war about that 240-something years ago, right? So you look at Maher and you say, hey, screw him. He's been a big leftist. Hey, folks, this is what winning looks like. Yeah, they got a bunch of leftists out buying guns, learning how to use them. And then suddenly they become populists and conservatives. That's what happens. And yeah, a lot of the left are now running to us saying, hey, we want to be populist. We want to be into freedom, too. And we have to say to them, if this isn't just a gimmick because you know that there's been a pendulum swing, that's fine, because we want you to defect over to us. We're not like the left that has a perfect orthodoxy where you've got to follow our every little word and how we say it's done. We just want you to promote free speech and private property and an open, truly free society that celebrates human victory in competition. And yeah, we don't like ganging up and killing unborn babies. But we're not going to judge you if you've been part of that, done that in the past, because you were deceived. We want you to get the understanding of a pro-human future and celebrate our unborn. I don't tell you this because I'm proud of it. I tell you because I'm ashamed of it, but it needs to be out there that I paid for quite a few abortions when I was young. And that's why I was saved again. When I was about 10 years old, I was first had my Holy Ghost experience, and then I became wicked and bad and got disconnected from God. And then literally God hit me like a bolt of lightning and said, you have got to stop killing your children or you are going to be cut off from me completely. And I didn't commit the ultimate sin. I didn't reject the Holy Spirit. And that major conviction. And then that's when the whole world opened up and the plan was laid out before me. Because God said, let me let you show you what it feels like to have my spirit removed. And God began to remove his spirit from me, that hand that had been on my shoulder, that around me, that energy field, my whole life, those guardian angels were now stepping back and saying, you kill your children, you're going to be separated from me forever unless you stop it. And I literally then experienced that, and over the next few months, literally saw my mission and what I was supposed to do and how I was going to go wake people up and then trigger this giant awakening of all these other people and how that was what I had to carry out all the way to the end unto death if that is what God wants me to do. And I had to sign onto that so the Holy Spirit would not leave me. And that's a true story, folks. That really happened. That's real. And God doesn't give you things you can't handle all at one time. I wondered, all these things in my life was just God testing me with more weight and more stress and more attacks and more persecution and more dirty tricks so I would learn all of this so that I would someday begin to become a master. Not a master yet. That doesn't happen until you die. But literally, ladies and gentlemen, I can now see God's plan in its fullness and how powerful it is. So let's celebrate that people are coming over to our side. Because believe me, they're doing it under major globalist attack, but because they have a hunger for it, let's not be mad at them because they want to stand next to the fire of truth. Let's invite them in and then show them. Because we're all sinners. We've all fallen short. Here's what Bill Maher had to say.
And finally, new rule, it's depressing enough. Having just had a birthday and being 66, please don't ask me to start doing grown-up things like run for president. A few weeks ago, Fox News' Dana Perino, a former Bush press secretary, suggested that the Democrats should recruit me to run for president, which is kind of special because it means that in the space of 20 years, Bush press secretaries have gone from telling me I need to watch what I say.
They need to watch what they say, watch what they do, and this is not a time for remarks like that. There never is.
Have gone from that to wondering if I should run for president.
It'll be interesting to see if Bill Maher is recruited to run for the presidency.
Now, some people think this means I've changed. I assure you, I have not. I am still the same unmarried, childless, pot-smoking libertine I always was. I have many flaws, but you can't accuse me of maturing. Let's get this straight. It's not me who's changed. It's the left, who is now made up of a small contingent who've gone mental and a large contingent who refuse to call them out for it. But I will. That's why I'm a hero at Fox these days.
All right, folks, we'll be back. It's hard to believe January 2022 is almost over. And that means our big New Year's special is about to end. The highest quality, whole food-based multivitamin and our best-selling vitamin C with zinc and rose hips formula that absolutely turbocharges your immune system are both on sale for just a few more days for 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. There's a lot of other great products as well where the sale is about to end on this coming Monday. So that means as of the time I cut this on Thursday evening, you've just got 3 days to save 40% off on high quality products at InfoWarsStore.com, like our vitamin C, zinc, rose hips formula that is, again, amazing for your immune system and so much more, and, of course, our whole food multivitamin, meaning it comes from organic sources and is, again, the highest quality for your body. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to read some Bible verses here on air. And I don't read these verses because I'm some high and mighty perfect preacher that's lived some really clean life. No, I know the devil. I've been down on his level. To quote Keith Whitley, Psalms 139:14. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And you can read other translations of that. There's other places where it says that. But what is fearfully made? Well, we're God-fearing because of God's awesome power and being in that presence. But you're made in the image of God, made by that God, and made with free will as the seed of the universe put in you by that God. And that's fearfully made. When God made you, there was fear all around that because of the potential for you to serve evil and good. Because you can comprehend the universe. You can invent amazing things. You can create whole nations and armies and star fleets and anything you want. So the angels are just swarming around when your soul is being formed by God. Fearful of it. Satan jealous of your covenant with God. Your power. Because God took a part of himself and made you. Just like the rib and the archetype of Adam was taken to make Eve. So that there would be congress between us and God. That interface. And that's what they don't want you to know. That you are created by the infinite divine spirit. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It's a couple more. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You are imperfect, but you can jack in to the perfection. And then be perfected at the next level. Romans 12:3. For I say, though, that grace is given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according to God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. Don't think of yourself as invincible and all-powerful and good, and don't think of yourself as ugly and horrible and a failure. The devil will tell you both those things. Think of you as the potential of the universe and beyond given to you by the Master Creator. All of that potential for what you were created to be laid out before you. And that's the great truth. And so we look at the miserable Harvey Weinsteins, and we look at the pathetic Justin Trudeau's, and we look at the buffoonish Boris Johnson's, and we look at the ridiculous Macron's, and all of these people went against God's plan because the God of this world, the liar, gives them petty power. But they're hated by the people. They're always destroyed in the end. They're losers. And so when you look at them, don't even hate them and give them that power. Think about how you love your children and your family and the culture and goodness and justice. And you do what you do, exposing them, not because you hate them, but because you love the people that you're standing up for. And in that office, you move way closer to God, who is that North Star to deliver us from this. Because we better be praying to be delivered from this. And we better be supporting and praising and appreciating and praying for the people in California and New York and Michigan and Canada and the UK and Australia and Europe, truck drivers that can't even pay their bills, truck drivers that haven't seen their kids in 2 weeks, truck drivers who might get fired, but they're still there blocking those roads and shutting things down to show the world people power. Not the globalists locking us in our houses to bankrupt us and control us, but us showing the globalists that we don't buy what they're saying and doing and that we stand against them. Nonviolently with the truth while they try to normalize Klaus Schwab on TV. All over world TV, US TV, US cable, C-SPAN. Bragging that they've captured and penetrated our governments. Klaus Schwab's own Wikipedia page, linked to his own website, says He is capturing our countries, and he brags that he's captured more than 70 nations now under his control. He does that so his followers and agents feel emboldened and feel powerful as he announces that he rules us. The capture of democratic structures and institutions. We have penetrated and have now control half, more than half of the world cabinets. More than half the world's cabinets, the people running governments, he brags on television that he rules us. Look, of all my background and ancestry, I'm probably more German than anything else. So I love German culture and love Germans, my great family, the German Texans. But I mean, what's up with Germans thinking they rule the world and run everything, right? I mean, Klaus Schwab's grandfather literally was a top arms producer for the Nazis. Like, dude, burn in hell, man. Get the hell off our back. Who died and made you God? Nobody. And all your Hollywood trash and all the Macrons and all the Trudeaus and all the Merkels and all the Australian leader and the New Zealand leader all work for you, and we know it, and we reject you. And we say no to you. And we tell you that you will be brought to justice for your violations of the Nuremberg Code and common sense and everything that's good and decent. You mass murdering, society destroying, lockdown running murderer. The lockdown now, the UN admits, and I agree with their numbers, 40 million in the last 2 years have starved to death on top of the other 25 million that starve to death every year. An almost doubling in the last 2 years of people starving to death, begging for food, no jobs, lockdown, because the IMF and World Bank controls their African nations and their Asian nations and their Latin American nations. And then the UN has refugee camps to organize military-age men and ship them up here to invade the United States. On record. It's unbelievable. All right, I got a lot of news to hit. We got so much to cover here and so much to go over. I'm just going to say this because if we don't get funding, we won't be here. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. We have to stay on air. We have to stay in attack formation. We have to keep getting the truth out. And with all the fights we've got, our own infrastructure, our own bandwidth, our own uplinks, all of it's extremely expensive. I need money. Like, I need oxygen. Plus, I have great products you need at InfoWarsStore.com. So ending tomorrow evening, BrainForce Plus, the amazing nootropic, 40% off, goes off sale. Our vitamin C, 1100% daily with the zinc and the rosehip, so good for your immune system beyond. The famous Linus Pauling prescription you won the Nobel Prize for. It's 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And a whole food, not Whole Foods the company, it's a whole food vitamin, meaning it's not synthetic, it's from actual foods, concentrated. Very high end at a very low price, 40% off. You really need this. It's at InfoWarsStore.com, and the sale ends tomorrow. And haven't done this in 4 years, but they're doing it just for us. My Patriot Supply exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com. 25% off until February 13th at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be back. Get ready for the news straight ahead.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With all the craziness going on in the world, with the globalists plotting their next big lockdown, with the next phase of the Great Reset being a staged cyber attack, with the deep state pushing a civil war, not just here, but in Europe and war with Russia, with the massive inflation and all the other garbage that's taking place, like supply chain breakdowns, you need to get prepared now with high-quality storable food that is ready to ship. And it's been 4 years since My Patriot Supply at PrepareWithAlex.com has offered their storable food at 25% off. 4 years. But right now, it's 25% off until February 13th, 2022. A little over 2 weeks from the time I'm cutting this to get 25% off at PrepareWithAlex.com on the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Act now. Get prepared now. This is absolutely essential for everybody that wants to be self-sufficient.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Globalist anti-free market vulture capitalist system is in trouble all over the world, and so it's trying to create a global crisis it controls to consolidate and keep power. Very, very simple, and they brag about that. It's all out there. What I'm talking about here is not my opinion, so if you're a new listener, go check it out for yourself. We're not giving you anything here that's speculative. So here's what's going on. I have really weighed Trump, and I've looked at everything he's done, trying to bring American jobs back, stopping most of the fentanyl coming in, defending the borders, de-escalating wars around the world. Trump's a good person overall that means well. He made big mistake with Warp Speed and the rest of it and thinks that that's his thing to hang his hat on, that that's his legacy, and so he's doubled down there. But I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater. That said, they have a constellation of prosecutors, both federal and state, from New York to Illinois to California to many other areas that have indicted the people around Trump. Other billionaires, you name it. I mean, there's been hundreds of indictments. And the system is doing that to try to force Trump into mobilizing aggressive political grassroots power so that the globalists can make their takeover and their censorship and their authoritarianism and their surveillance about Trump as if he's the representative of the resistance, instead of it just being simply, hey, I'm liberal, I'm conservative, I'm old, I'm young, I'm whatever. I don't want a surveillance state. I don't want in the infrastructure legislation that passed kill switches in all the cars coming out in 3 years and breathalyzers and tracker systems. I mean, that shouldn't be a partisan issue. They admit now that the World Vaccine ID is a global social credit score based in China where political dissidents can't leave their house, and they use the COVID thing selectively as the excuse. Got a bunch of articles on that today. So we got to thread the needle on this. But when you see Axios articles like this one, coups are making a comeback around the world. Well, they don't tell you is we had a coup against the people and against populism 14 months ago, and it was the 2020 election. And the idea that we can't question elections, the idea that we couldn't challenge all those incredible anomalies and issues is insane. Remember, Pelosi said, we're not going to accept him winning. Even if the Electoral College says he's the president, we're going to have our own inauguration and say Biden is. Remember that? Oh, but as soon as Trump just tried to have a 10-day investigation in the Senate, which is constitutional, they're now calling that illegal, and the January 6th Commission is asking the Justice Department to arrest people in Trump's orbit for challenging an election and saying, we don't believe it's accurate. When, if a third world country does one-tenth of the hanky-panky and the chicanery and all of the skullduggery that went on during that November, December, January fiasco, it would not be a certified election. The UN would say it wasn't a free and fair election. The United States State Department would say that. But they don't, because it's here. They've lost the people. They've lost not just the Midwest. They've lost everybody. California isn't really blue. It's red. And all these places are. Illinois, New York, New Jersey. But you've got to have huge supermajorities to overpower the election fraud and all the dead people on the voting rolls and the illegals voting in Texas and in Florida. The Democrats went for a decapitating level political event to decapitate the Republican Party by even stealing Texas and Florida. But they ran out of dead people and people that had moved out of state on the voter rolls, and they hit that wall and they failed. So that's what's happening here, ladies and gentlemen. And so Trump should not be indicted. His family should not be harassed. You have the New York DA that says he won't even respond to armed robberies. He said that last week. He said, I'm not going to even, unless somebody gets hurt, we don't respond. So you can put a gun to somebody's head and say, give me that money, give me your purse. And as long as you don't pistol whip them or shoot them, you don't get in trouble. And then you got Democrats making jokes and attacking the police because two cops just got killed and making fun of their funerals. I have the articles. These are America-hating people. They instinctively hate our institutions so much because they want to wreck it all. Are our institutions perfect? Hell no. But there are institutions. And the New World Order desperately wants those institutions that are local under their control. So we got all this talk about coups are making a comeback, and I'm going to play this clip. Trump says they're trying to put me in jail. Trump calls for biggest protest ever if racist prosecutors do anything illegal. And it's all literally installed. George Soros, Letitia James, the attorney general in New York, the new New York prosecutor, all of them ran on putting Trump in jail. I mean, these are not impartial people. So absolutely, you can't. I mean, George Soros has gotten over 1,000 DAs in just the last 2 years elected. 1,000. He's got over 20 attorney generals that he literally calls, and his son, Alexander, tells them what to do on record. If I called up a DA that I paid to get in office and told them what to do, the FBI would raid me, and should, because that's corruption. That's bribery. You can give to people's political campaigns, but you can't direct them what to do. Why would George Soros want rampant crime and five times the carjackings and triple the murders? Because he hates you. He wants to level the country, to consolidate the control. He's overthrown over 20 countries and destroyed their pensions and destroyed their currencies. He's a monster. And you look at the Young Turks and all of them celebrating him and saying Alex Jones is the worst person in the world because he says George Soros was a Nazi collaborator. He said it on 60 Minutes. He said it on NPR. Anybody can find those clips. But it doesn't matter. These are fawning leftists that just love the money because they're not even leftists. They're corporate whores. They're liars. And they signed their soul on to this guy who loves the carjackings and murders and killing, mainly of brown people, who thinks that's funny to demoralize you. And then now we've got the former president, who did have the election stolen, up there literally so desperate now, he's not backing down, at least to him on the surface, saying, be ready to demonstrate if they try to arrest me. And people say, well, they're not going to try that. Yes, they are, because they want to push us into confrontation. They want to push us into crisis on the streets because they've already lost. And so people say, well, Jones, you're not being very manly. Why don't you want to go ahead and take the left on? I'll explain this next hour. Because it's multinational. It's international. It's about destroying the currency and the infrastructure. And so discretion is the greater part of valor. We have to peacefully and with civil disobedience shut down the system and expose it. Because the globalist system is collapsing our system. We don't collapse our system to get them. We collapse their system by identifying them and not complying. I'll explain more of that in the next hour, but here's Trump really saying some desperate stuff.
If these radical, vicious, racist prosecutors do anything wrong or illegal, I hope we are going to have in this country the biggest protest we have ever had in Washington, D.C., in New York, in Atlanta, and elsewhere, because our country and our elections are corrupt. They're corrupt.
Well, you know, I criticize him on the deadly vaccines, but when it comes to Weibos and it comes to doubling down and it comes to saying we're going to stand up, he's done it. But it's got to be peaceful, and we got to stop provocateurs. And here's the problem. Biden is in control of the federal police and the military, and he's in control of the police in D.C., and they're going to do the same thing again, walk us into a trap. We get 5 million people there, and then they have 100 cops at the Capitol, and then the left breaks in, and some useful idiots go along with the going in, and then they freaking kick off a cyber attack and say we launched it and turned the damn lights out, because that's what they want to do. So I'm not going to sit here and play soldier or armchair quarterback. I'm just telling you, we're going into some insane times with 282 days out from the midterm elections, which are going to be a massive landslide of populist patriot candidates taking over the Republican Party. And a lot of people in the Democratic Party are now starting to run against this insanity. So the globalists aren't going to let us get there without staging major events. As General Flynn warned on the show Friday, the globalists are getting ready to stage false flags and create a new January 6th. Hour number two, straight ahead. Tell everybody you know, tune in now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.